You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
That issue of the AGSI seeking to meet with Commissioner Justin Kelly to raise their grievances with us is Declan Higgins, who is president of the AGSI. Declan, normally when the AGSI has issues with the commissioner, there are one or two main sticking points that need to be discussed. In this instance, it seems to be just generalised, broad-spectrum dissatisfaction.
Thanks very much, Anton, for having me on the show this morning. We're having a meeting with the commissioner this morning. It's more of an informal meeting. He's meeting our whole national executive, but obviously we'll use that opportunity to speak to him regarding issues that we have for our members. As you said there, the major issue that we have at the moment, and it touches on where ourselves and the GRA are returning to Europe regarding their ruling back in 2014 that Ireland was a breach of collective bargaining rights for Gardaí. It kind of touches on that because within Garda Síochána, we have internal mechanisms to deal with collective grievances and problems that we're finding in the force. And these mechanisms, in our view, have broken down. We just cannot seem to progress any major issues. And it's as you said, it's a more general thing. It's not about any singular issues. There's many singular issues, but they're just not progressing when they're being brought forward. And that is causing a lot of frustration, both for ourselves, my members, who are all sergeants and inspector ranks within the Garda Síochána, but also for the GRA and the Garda ranks.
Declan, does that translate into when you bring an issue to senior management and commissioner, most particularly, it gets ignored?
No, it's not that it's been ignored. It goes into a system. As I said, we got this ruling back in 2013, those systems set up where we have access to WRC and the Labour Courts. That only came in 2020, by the way, about 6 years after the ruling. But when we got access to that, there's mechanisms inside that we bring the matters and they go into these mechanisms where we have monthly meetings with HRPD and then it goes move into Conciliation Council where it's been dealt with by the WRC chairs that. However, what we're finding is everything seems to be stalling. It seems to be going into meetings that are cancelled. Meetings where we're supposed to get updates and they're not happening. Meetings where we're said it's gone to some particular office or maybe another government department and we could be waiting months for any kind of reply or response to it. And so what we find is there is a multitude of issues that are going on for years and years and just not been progressing. And especially for our members who are sergeant inspectors who feel that, you know, they're accountable every day for their actions and their inactions and their decisions. And yet when we're dealing with this stuff, there's no urgency. There seems to be no one asking, why is this taking so long? Why aren't they progressing?
Well, on that note, do we need another layer of IR engagement? When the Crowe report, which was damning across the board, but one of the things that the Crowe report was very damning on was an industrial relations sphere throughout rank-and-file members, where there was a sense that if any guard was disciplined for poor performance or lack of performance, it would immediately trigger IR issues.
Well, we're not looking for any other layers, and we're not looking to increase layers or anything like it. What we're seeking is to fix a system that isn't working. We believe the system was set up, and if it was truly engaged with by all sides and done with urgency and professionalism and moved along, that it would work. But what we're finding is, for some reason, we don't have the answer for it. It could be resourcing. It could be any myriad of reasons. But these issues just are not moving. The systems and the mechanisms are there, but they're not working. They're not being pushed. They're not being moved on. And
that
is the particular issue.
The issues, Declan, that those systems need to resolve, because I mentioned that the Crowe report, and obviously the AGSI representing the more senior ranks within An Garda Síochána, the kind of issues revealed therein about Gardaí avoiding work, Gardaí deliberately not seeking to catch and penalise offences, suggestions that equipment wasn't being used when it could be, to the extent that you could interpret almost as sabotage. Those were egregious findings. Have you seen much in the way of improvement in respect of any of them?
Those findings, as you call them, are grievous. We have been raising issues around those for years. And the commissioner at the time brought in this outside examination to be done. And it brought up issues around management structures, which links into the operating model that was brought in, and about resourcing within the roads policing units especially. And these are issues we had previously raised many, many times. And obviously, when you had these issues, at least morale issues, and we had raised these before. And yet when we raised them, we find that management level had to go for an outside agency to do an examination to tell them what we've been telling them the whole time anyway. And maybe that again comes back to the point, is the imperative to hear what's been said to you. I mean, I believe that sometimes people may say that the AGSI or the GRA are given out for the sake of giving out, or what are they given out about now? But what we're trying to do is raise concerns that we believe have serious knock-on effects to our operational policing on the ground, because that's what's okay. really important. But an organisation like Gardaí Síochána, it's like a large body. And if there's an illness or any sickness inside any organ of the body, it affects the operational side of it also.
Let me just ask you one further thing, Declan.
We're not crying wolf. What we're trying to do is raise the issues that are there so we can solve them, and solve them quickly, that can help the operational side of things.
Okay, before I let you go, the front page of the Irish Times today, you may have seen it, reporting that more than half of gifts accepted by Gardaí in the last 5 years were in contravention of anti-corruption rules. That's according to the reporting in the Irish Times today. I'd be remiss not to put it to you for a reaction. What's your view on that story?
I'm very surprised about it. I haven't actually seen the article yet myself. I know there's audits done on it. There's information sought. When gifts are received, they're supposed to be reported. I'm shocked to hear that, to be quite honest. It is something I have never seen myself now from my own experience. And I certainly think it'll be one that will actually very much shock a lot of my members now as well, I've no doubt. But that's something we'll have to definitely have a look in, and we'll discuss that as well this morning.
Declan, thank you. That's Declan Higgins, who is president of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. If you want to get in touch with the show, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.